the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Mother of the Word Incarnate, St. Louis Grignon de Montfort, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate a great saint, especially in more recent times. He has become more popular and probably has had a great influence on the church just because his writings have become more disseminated and read in these recent times, as even he himself prophesied that his writing, especially his true devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, would be hidden for a time, but in the latter times he said it would once again be found and would have a great impact on the church. And how prophetic St. Louis was when Pope John Paul II took as his papal motto, actually was out of character, you might say, for a pope to take other than some scripture passage as his motto, that Pope John Paul II took Totus Tuus as his motto based on the writings of St. Louis Grignon de Montfort. St. Louis was born in the 1600s in the Vendée, in the part of France which during the French Revolution was the part of France that remained the staunchest in its Catholic faith and even resisted by rebellion against the French Revolution. And many accredit that to the fact that St. Louis had preached and had worked in that part of France as a missionary, and his preaching was very strong in the minds and hearts of the people. So well did he catechize and preach them about them, you know, being fervent in their faith, that when they saw their faith being attacked, they resisted even to the point of taking up arms. St. Louis Grignon de Montfort was a great preacher. It is said that even one time he preached to a group of French soldiers. He was asked to preach to a regiment of French soldiers. And in the course of his preaching, he was so effective that they were even crying and even pleading for mercy for their sins, since he had done such a great job of bringing them to repentance by his preaching was very effective. And it was effective because he had discovered that secret, the secret of Mary, as he also wrote a book, a little treatise on the secret of Mary, that Our Lady is the secret in the following of Christ. If you want to be totally for Christ, you have to be totally for Mary. Some people like to make a distinction. They say, well, it's that St. Louis Grignon de Montfort says it's to Jesus through Mary. But it's also to Jesus because you're to Mary as well. You consecrate yourself to Our Lady. And it's to the measure that you will be all for Christ, to the measure that you are in, with, and through, and everything for Our Lady as well. And St. Louis de Montfort so well understood this secret that he made it an essential component of his preaching and of his religious life, and that he later on established a community, the missionaries, the Montfort missionaries, or the Company of Mary, I think is what he coined them as, to be those missionaries of Our Lady, to bring Christ to souls, especially, he says, to the poor. Those, as we said in the opening prayer, you know, we talk about the poor. It wasn't just the material poor, but the spiritually poor. We can say that our nation, as rich as it is in material goods, is very spiritually poor. And that St. Louis de Montfort wanted to bring the good news, bring the riches of the faith to the poor, to those who were in the darkness, who did not know the truth, who did not know how much Christ loves them and died for them and gave them this beautiful, rich treasure that is found in the church. And so he was inspired to look upon the poor, especially the spiritually poor, and wanted to help bring them out of their poverty. We live in a world today, especially, that needs to hear the message of the truth, needs to hear the message of salvation that has been given to the church. Pope John Paul II said that it was from the reading of the book, Totus, True Devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary of St. Louis, that it really made a change in his life. And that it wasn't after the first reading or the second reading, but it wasn't until like the third or fourth reading of that book that he finally grasped the essence of what St. Louis was trying to teach and to say in that book. That Pope John Paul II, later on, as we know, was so Marianized by that that he took that as his motto, and he made consecration to Our Lady as an essential part of his evangelization efforts. Wherever our Holy Father, Pope John Paul II, went, he consecrated that nation or those peoples to the Blessed Virgin Mary, because he knew that his time there would only be short. His preaching would only be so effective that, and to the degree that everybody was consecrated to Our Lady, and that he would be leaving that country, but he knew that he would at least have done one thing that would have a lasting effect, and that was that he consecrated them to Our Lady. Because he knows that Our Lady, as St. Louis prophesied in his writings, has a special role to play, as St. Maximilian Kolbe even understood so well from Genesis 3:15, that Our Lady is to help crush the head of Satan. And St. Louis prophesied that in these latter times that God would raise up men and women consecrated totally to Our Lady, who would be the effective missionaries, the effective defenders, the effective soldiers against the wiles of Satan. And we know today that we need to especially, once again, renew our consecration to Our Lady and promote consecration to Our Lady, because that is the only means that will be effective against the enemies of God and those who are trying to destroy the good things that we have received, to destroy our culture or to destroy our civilization, as we know. The only means that we have, the most effective means, is to have ourselves placed totally at the service of Our Lady, to be, as St. Louis called them, slaves of Mary, slaves of in bondage of love to Our Lady, or as St. Maximilian called them, Our Lady's property and possession, to be her missionaries. St. Louis and St. Maximilian, these two great Marian lights, truly are our prophets, are truly our teachers for us in these times, in these latter times, of how we should proceed in following Christ, totally consecrated to Our Lady. Let us ask them to pray, especially in these times, that more and more will understand and grasp the secret of Mary and true devotion to her. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.